Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hello and welcome once again to the Winning Every Day podcast. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Wherever you're listening from, on your commute, during a quiet break, or while getting ready for the day, I want you to know you're not here by accident. God has something powerful to say to your heart today. Our topic today is living with eternal perspective. To kick us off, let me share a moving real-life account from the Bible, the story of Stephen, the first Christian martyr. In Acts chapter 7, Stephen boldly stood before the Sanhedrin and gave a speech that summarized God's faithfulness through generations. His eyes were not on earthly gain or fear of man, but on heaven. As they picked up stones to kill him, Scripture says, "Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God." Acts 7 verse 55. He prayed for his attackers and breathed his last, peacefully, courageously, and eternally focused. Now that's a life lived with eternal perspective. Let's read our anchor scripture today from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18. "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." How easy it is to get caught up in the noise of now. Deadlines, bills, social media, status updates, and the constant chase for more. But friend, have you ever paused to ask yourself, what am I truly living for? Are we investing in things that will still matter 100 years from now? Or are we busy gathering treasures that rust, fade, or can be wiped away in an instant? Jesus reminds us in Matthew chapter 6 verses 19 to 21, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." That's the eternal perspective. Living with eternity in view means that you choose purpose over popularity, peace over pressure, and faithfulness over fleeting fame. Let me ask you, when was the last time you evaluated your priorities through the lens of eternity? Maybe you've been overwhelmed trying to measure up. But here's your encouragement. Colossians 3 verse 2 says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." God isn't asking for perfection. He's inviting you to shift your gaze. You might be thinking, but life is hard right now. How do I focus on eternal things when I'm just trying to survive? That's real. But here's truth. Even in your trials, God is shaping something in you that will outlast this season. Romans 8 verse 18 says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Ask yourself, am I spending more time worrying about things that will pass or investing in what will last? You don't need a stage to impact eternity. Faithfully raising your kids, being kind to a coworker, praying in secret, giving when it's not convenient, all these matter deeply to God. Jesus said in Mark chapter 9 verse 41, "If anyone gives you a cup of water in my name, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward." Friend, you are not invisible. Heaven sees. Every act of faith, however small, echoes in eternity. As you go today, take a moment to reflect. What needs to shift in your heart or habits today so that you can live with an eternal perspective? What would change if you viewed your life, your relationships, and your goals through heaven's eyes? Let this be your charge today. Live purposefully. Love deeply. Serve joyfully. Forgive quickly. And keep your eyes on Jesus. Remember, according to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58, whatever you do for Christ is never in vain. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today to fix our eyes on what truly matters. Help us not to be distracted by the temporary things of this world. Teach us to number our days and live with eternity in view. Lord, refocus our hearts and give us grace to live each day with purpose, humility, and love. I commit every listener's day into your hands. Fill them with peace, guide their steps, and let their lives reflect your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If this message touched your heart today, please share it with someone you care about. Let's spread hope one voice at a time. Remember, you were made to win every day, and you do that best by living for what lasts forever. Until next time, stay anchored, stay inspired, and keep winning every day.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.